to be with you again. Last week at the men's retreat, we had a really great time. It was a rich time of spending time of fellowship with one another, and just there was a really special time of impartation that took place. So that's where we were last week. My family goes off to vacation starting this week, so we'll miss you guys for the next 2 weeks. But our hearts will be here with you guys as well during that time. You know, when we were worshiping, I just sensed the Lord say this for today, that He is going. That today is a day in which He's going to energize you with His life. And I believe that's what God wants for you. I believe that that's what God is offering each and every one of us today, to be energized with His life. Energized with His life so that we can carry out the tasks that He has called us to. And so I just want you to let that just sink in for just a moment. Energized with the life of God. Energized with the life of God. You know, we each and every one of us, we have busy lives, and it's getting busier and busier and busier and busier and busier. And I don't know about you, but there's some days where I'm just like, man, do I have the energy to go on today? Do I have the energy to keep on keeping on? And not just the energy to get by and do what I've got to do, but do I have the energy to recognize divine moments in front of me? Do I have the energy within me? Do I have God's life energizing me to see in the supernatural, to see in the spiritual, and not just to see the things in the natural? And I believe that that is what God has for each and every one of us this morning. I really do believe that. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. That's where we're going to be at this morning. Ephesians chapter 3. And before we're going to be in verses 14 through 20. But before that goes up on the screen, Nick, I just want to give you all just a little bit of context about Paul. Paul is writing this, and what he's about to say is truly profound, but it's coming out of what he's talking about. The context of this is that God has given Paul a charge. God has given Paul a responsibility. He's given Paul a significant and specific task that was designed and created specifically for Paul to do. A divine assignment. And that divine assignment was to share the gospel with the Gentiles. God has given him the ability to communicate and to articulate the revelation of God, the mysterious ways of God and what God's plan was through all the ages. And he gave him this ability to communicate it and to articulate it to a new generation. That God would include the Gentiles into his family. This is an incredible mystery that was given to Paul. And this charge was given to him to share in this revelation with the world. What an incredibly impossible task this is. I mean, think about if you were Paul just for a moment, and you had that Paul, that Damascus Road experience where God knocks you off your horse, and you behold the Lord with your very own eyes, and you see him with your very own eyes, and he calls you into his plans and into his purposes. Right? And then he says, now I've got this incredible task for you to do, and this is an impossible task for you to do in the natural. This is not a natural thing. Your natural body is going to take on some things, but I'm going to be the one who's going to energize you with life in order so that you can carry out the divine task that I have given you. And Paul talks about this mystery, and he says in chapter 3, verse 7, he says, of this gospel I was made a minister. And I want you to hear this. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me, how? By the working of his power. By the working of his power. That's a key insight that I want you to grab a hold of this morning. And it's not really even our focus scripture for this morning, but I want you to see this is the context that Paul has been thrust into the work of the kingdom. He has been included in the family of God, and then God says, okay, now here's your assignment that I'm giving you. This is a divine task for you to do. You're designed specifically and you're created for this task, and you can't do it on your own. You weren't designed to do it on your own. You have no ability to do it on your own. It's an impossible task. But when my spirit infuses you with life, when I strengthen you with my power, you are going to be able to take care of the things that I have called you to. this divine assignment was something far beyond Paul's own ability, far beyond his even scope of understanding. Little did Paul know that this gospel was going to reach the Mediterranean. Little did Paul know that God was going to send him to Asia Minor and the gospel was going to be planted there. Seeds of the gospel are going to be planted in cultures that are so far removed from who God is and from so far removed from the Jewish nature. This was his task, far beyond his understanding. But God was giving him this incredible task, and God's grace was included in this, and his working of his power was infusing him to do the task that he was called to do. And so that's where we pick up. And so Paul understands this, and he begins to pray this prayer for the Ephesians as well. And this is where we're going to pick up. And I want you to listen to these words. I want you to listen. Let your heart just be open to these words, and we're going to break it down just a little bit. In verse 14, he says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He might grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being." I'm going to read that again. "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of God's glory, that He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and so that you may know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, and so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Wow. I don't know if you caught that, but verses 16, it says something, and then verse 17 says, "So that," and then it closes it up in verse 19. And let's look at this. Paul is looking at this so amazingly. He's saying that God wants to grant you and strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that you may know the love of Christ that surpasses your knowledge. There is a level of love. There is a level of love that God wants to pour out on your life. There is a measure of love that you and I have not even encountered yet. There is a measure of the love of God, a depth, a breadth, a width, a height of the love of God that only you and I can experience if His Spirit is strengthening us with His power in our inner being. And it's something that we need each and every day. And through the Holy Spirit empowering you from the inside out, we are able to accomplish the task that God has assigned for us to do. You see, when you're filled with the Spirit, you are immersed in the love of God. When you are filled with the Spirit of God, you are immersed in the love of God. You are literally saturated and soaked and drenched in His love. And Paul is making this profound correlation that to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being, is to know the love of God that extends beyond what we know in this very moment. It's to know a love that surpasses knowledge. It goes far beyond what I can even attain in my mind, what my wildest imagination can conjure up about the love of God, that I can only experience unless I'm being strengthened with His power within my inner being that comes from His Spirit that dwells and lives and inhabits in my life. I need to be strengthened with the power of His Spirit in my inner being. You and I need to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in our inner beings. You see, we have been called, each and every one of us, to a supernatural task. To be a part of something that is far beyond what we can even see. And this is the essential point. That the strength and the power that is quickened to your inner being by the Spirit of God is also an outpouring of divine love to us. Last week, Greg brought a message on the love of God that he encouraged us. He encouraged you to keep that present reality before you each and every day. And if you think about it, the Holy Spirit has a gift to your life. The very Spirit of God is one of the greatest demonstrations of pure love that the Father has ever shown us. Think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. That God has not just saved you, reconciled you, and restored you, but then He actually took Himself and He placed it within your very being. He took Himself and birthed it in your life, and His Spirit now is alive in you. What an incredible demonstration of pure love. That He would not just save your life, and not just bring salvation to you, but He would give you the opportunity to know Him in a way that surpasses your knowledge. And so that you and I could experience what it means to be filled with the fullness of God in our inner being. The Spirit of God quickening your life with His power in your inner being. This is what you were designed for. This is what you and I were created for from the beginning of time. This is what God had in mind. This is what God had in store. This is what it was designed to do for you and I, to have the living God inhabit us so that we can experience what it means to be one with our God. And so that I can say that I know the one who is faithful. I know Him because He lives and He dwells and He inhabits me, and He empowers me to do the things that I cannot do in my own natural being. But I've seen Him time and time again strengthen me with His power of His Spirit to carry out the supernatural task that He has designed for me to do. And because I've seen Him do that, I felt Him. I can say, I now know a love that surpasses my knowledge. And I now know what it means to be filled with the fullness of God. It's when my spirit is infused with His power of His Spirit that I'm able to walk forth in the life that He's called me to. And that's what Paul is getting at here. And he goes so far to point out the fullness of God in your life. That according to the riches of His glory, God may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that you may know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, and so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, church, I don't want anyone to leave here, and I know this is something that we say often, but it's something that we have to be reminded of each and every day, is that God has called you into His kingdom. And that word calling there is an invitation. He has invited each and every one of you in this room, and He sends that invitation out to every single human being, every single person on the face of the earth. Hey, you, my creation, I am inviting you to get caught up in what I'm doing. To get caught up in what I'm doing. To be a part of the family business, as we've said over the last couple weeks. To get caught up in the family business, the family work, the work of my kingdom. Something that is eternal, not just temporary. I'm calling you and I'm inviting you to give your talents and to give your giftings and your abilities that I have given you. And I'm inviting you to allow me to infuse my spirit into those gifts. I'm inviting you to allow me to infuse my spirit into those abilities, into those talents, and to strengthen you with power in your inner being. So that you, when you offer those gifts and you offer those talents up to me, that man, something is going to take place that you can't even imagine. And while you partner with me in that, you are going to experience the depth and the breadth and the height of my love that surpasses what you can even wrap your heads around. That when you partner with me in this, when you allow me to fill your life with my power and your inner being, when you allow me to energize your life with my life, you will experience what it means to be filled with all the fullness of God. I don't want anyone to leave here without knowing that you were designed to be about the work of the family business of God. Each one of you is called, each one of you is invited by God to discover and to fulfill your role in His kingdom. You were designed for the work of the kingdom. But like Paul understood, and so must we, that there is no possible way that we can go about the calling that God has on our lives in our own strength. Because we are called to a supernatural life, aren't we? We are called to supernatural assignments that God has in mind for us, and they cannot be accomplished in our natural strength. And I don't know about you, but there are many days where I try to go about supernatural assignments of God, divine tasks of the kingdom in my own strength. But we were designed to be filled with the power of God for these tasks. And here's a little illustration. I have a little illustration here that I kind of want to help with this understanding of what I'm talking about here. Here I have a glove. Here, this is a work glove. It's a good glove. It's a strong glove. It's a durable glove. It's made with good quality material. And this glove was designed for a task. This glove was designed to work. It was designed to lift up a shovel and to dig. This is my son's shovel. Isn't it cute? This glove was designed to pick up the shovel and to dig. This glove was designed to do work and to grab sharp objects. And so how do we engage this glove to do the work that it was designed to do? Okay, glove. You can say, glove, okay, glove. You were designed to do work. So pick up that shovel now and do the work. And nothing happens, right? Well, maybe this glove needs a little bit of encouragement. Maybe it needs a little bit of inspiration. Come on, glove! You got this, man. You can do this. You were designed and created by the living God to do the work. So pick up that shovel and do the work. But nothing happens. Well, maybe the glove needs to be discipled. Maybe he needs a little bit of one-on-one time and just be shown how to do this. So, okay, you fold these hands, these fingers up like this, and you have this opposable thumb, and you can grip something now, right? Maybe it needs fellowship. Maybe what this glove needs is to be around other gloves, to be inspired. Maybe a winter snow glove. Maybe another work glove or even a baseball glove. I found every glove in the house. I don't know. This is what we came up with. Maybe what this glove needs is to be recommitted to work. Maybe you need a fresh commitment to the work that God has established for you, that you've been designed to. Right? You see what I'm getting at? I hope you can see what I'm getting at. That even though this glove was designed for work, it cannot do the work until a living hand fills every part of it. And the hand does its work through the glove. The hand does the work through the glove. That's how the Christian life works. That's these lives that we have been called to. This is how it works. We're not able to live the supernatural life of God in our own strength. Now, we have the capacity for it, don't we? We've been designed for it. We have been given, each and every one of us, special certain gifts and talents and functions for the kingdom of God. And so have the capacity for it. We're made for it. But what we don't have is the power for it. What you and I do not have is the power for it because of our fallen nature. You see, we cannot live the supernatural life. We cannot live the Christian life in the natural. We simply don't have the strength. We simply don't have the power. And what we need is the power of God through His Spirit infused into our makeup, into us as a vessel, into our container, in order to be able to carry out the work of the kingdom. And each and every single one of us is designed for that work. Each and every one of us is designed with a capacity for this power. And what we need to be is filled daily, ongoingly, weekly with the power of God, so that our vessel is filled not with the strength of Ryan, not with the strength of Miriam, not with the strength of Isaiah, surely not with the strength of Timothy. Not in their own natural strength, but we need to be filled with the strength and the power of the living God through the Spirit of God that indwells us. This is an incredible demonstration of the love of God, that He does not call us into His kingdom. He does not call us to the work of the Father, the family business, and then leave us alone. But even as we were praying before, we have been equipped. He has equipped us with His power. He's equipped us with His Spirit. And I love in Ephesians 5, and further on, and you can read it, when Paul talks about do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. I love what that means. And the way the grammar is worded in that in the Greek, it means to be filled again. And it means to be filled again. And filled again and again and again. And it's a repeated action. It's something that we have to be filled with over and over again. I cannot go through this life. You cannot go through this life in your own strength. You simply cannot do it. You don't have the power. Because what God has called you to, the new life that you have, the new creation that you are, is now a supernatural being. And the supernatural being cannot go about the work of the supernatural business and the supernatural kingdom unless the supernatural power infuses you on an ongoing basis. I need to be strengthened with the power of His Spirit in my inner being on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And I believe that God wants to energize you. I believe that God wants to energize you with His life today. I truly, truly believe that. You know, something that in our leadership meetings that we've been having a lot of leadership meetings frequently because there are a lot of new things that are going to be taking place in the next few months. Pastor Phil mentioned one of them, and that is that our Learning Center is growing into a kindergarten. That is awesome. There's been a lot of effort, a lot of energy put into that. And you know, Celeste cannot, and from day one, when this thing was birthed, right? Celeste, we got around Celeste and we encouraged her. You cannot do this in your natural strength. No matter how many days you wake up and you want to try to do it in your natural strength, you cannot do it without the strength of His power infusing your life. And so here it is, and she has submitted to that. She's given her heart to that, and she knows that as a principle in her life. And look at the fruit of it now. Look at the fruit of what happens when somebody gives their life to God and says, God, I cannot do this task that You have in front of me, that You've invited me to do. I cannot do it unless Your Spirit infuses me with Your power to do it. Look at the fruit. Look at what takes place. And we're actually going to, I'm going to say something about that. That's how Paul wraps it up in just a moment. But make no mistake about it that you and I need to be filled with the Spirit of God if we're going to carry out the naturally impossible tasks that are given to each one of us for the kingdom of God. It is impossible for me to carry out my role as a pastor. It's impossible for me to carry out my role as a father and as a husband in my natural task. Why? Because God has called me to be a spiritual leader in my household. And I cannot be a spiritual leader unless the Spirit of God is quickening my spirit in my inner being. Unless His Spirit is strengthening me with His power on an ongoing basis. A weekly, ongoing filling of His Spirit within me. Because every effort that I make in my natural strength or my ambition is not equipped. It's not ready. It does not have the ability to do the work that God has called me to do. I was designed, you were designed, you were created to be filled with the Spirit of God. His Spirit doing the work. His Spirit filling the glove. His Spirit doing the work through the glove. We need the power of God. We need the power of God at work in us every single day. Not only for the things in our personal lives, but in ministry and in witness for the kingdom of God. And now when Paul became a servant of the gospel, God gave them this ability to share effectively this message. And so what I want you to see, that Paul had these gifts. I want you to see that he had these ability. He had these the ability to communicate and to articulate. And as Pastor Phil was saying earlier, God has brought revelation upon revelation upon revelation. And God gave him the ability to discern and have the wisdom of which revelations to share so that we can receive of that. But I want you to understand that gifting and that ability was pretty much laid dormant until Paul was filled with the Spirit of God, until he was filled with the power of the Spirit. Now, nobody in here is Paul. Nobody in here is Peter. You may not even be an apostle of the gospel. You may not even be an evangelist of the gospel. But one thing I do know for certain is that God designed each and every one of you for something. And I don't know what that divine task is. I don't know what it is, but I know that you were designed to bring glory to the Father with that, through that task. I know that God has an assignment for each and every one of you that is meant to build up His church. And I know that God has an assignment, a divine task for each and every one of you in this room that will expand His kingdom. So I ask you, what is God prompting you to do? What is God prompting in your heart right now, even as we're speaking, as I'm sharing the Word of God, what is He prompting in your heart to do for His kingdom? What talents and gifts has He gifted you with that were designed specifically to be infused with His power so that the world may see who God is through you? So the world may come to know who God is through your life. So the world may come to feel and to know this love that surpasses the knowledge that you know about. What is the assignment that God is calling you into right now? And if you don't know what that is, if you don't know what that is, I encourage you to take time this week and submit that before the Lord and say, God, what is it? What is the assignment that you're calling me into right now? At this hour of my life. You see, because one thing I do know for certain is that the calling never changes, but assignments change from time to time. The calling that God has on your life is the same calling that God has on your life from day one. But what God does is that from time to time to time, He changes that assignment. Ask God, submit that before the Lord this week in your private time with Him. God, what is the assignment that you're calling me into right now, at this hour of my life? There is a certain function that each of you have within the kingdom of God. It was established explicitly for you. But I need you to understand that you and I cannot do it without in our own natural strength. We were not designed to do it in our natural. And every attempt that we try to do in our natural, we're going to fall on our face flat. Because we were not designed to do it in our natural strength. We were designed to be one with our Creator. And that is why He gave us the Holy Spirit as an incredible gift of His love. And saying, you don't have to go through this life, this supernatural life that I've called you to, on your own. You cannot do it in your own strength. And the moment that you realize that you cannot do it in your own strength, that is a beautiful moment. Because it's at that moment that I'm going to fill you with my power and strengthen you with my power in your inner being. It is imperative to the kingdom of God that the family of God lives every day in the power of His Spirit. Why? Because it's Spirit that enables you to go far beyond the limitations that we place on ourselves. It's the Spirit of God that enables us to go far beyond the limitations that the world will put on you, or that we allow the world to put on us or other people to put on us. And so let me say this as I begin to draw this to a close. And Liz, could I invite you one up here, sweetie, to play the piano? I believe Paul is speaking to this, and it's this, that the extent that you are experiencing the power of God's Spirit strengthening your inner being is the extent to which you will experience the fullness of God in your life. It's that simple. The extent that you are experiencing the power of God's Spirit strengthening your inner being is the extent to which you will experience the fullness of God in your life. And so I want to encourage you, church. I want to encourage you, number one, to submit that before the Lord, even if it's in this time and in this moment. What is the assignment that you have called me to? What is the assignment that you've called me to in this very hour for your kingdom, to bring you glory, to build up your church, and to expand your kingdom? If that's a revelation that's new to you, I encourage you to just embrace it with everything inside of you, that you have been called into the kingdom of God to do kingdom work. Not to sit back and expect everybody else to do it or watch everybody else do it. But God is calling you, calling you, calling you. He's inviting you. And the thing is about this is that God is not a forceful God. This is the grace of God. He doesn't force you once you give your life to Him and say, okay, now, you have to do this and do this and do this and do this. No, it's an invitation. It's a calling. And I want you to see the breadth and the height of this. That when you offer back the gifts and the talents and the abilities that were given to you by Him in the first place, and you offer them to Him willingly, and you say, God, I cannot do the task that you've called me to unless your Spirit strengthens me in my inner being. And I want you to see the correlation here. That it's when you give your heart, your life, and your gifts and your abilities, and you walk that out in kingdom work, that it's then, Paul says, so that at that point, you may know the love that surpasses knowledge. So that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Do you see the correlation here? To the extent that you give your and offer up your gifts and your talents and your abilities to God and say, God, I cannot do it, but it needs to be infused with the power of your Spirit. It's then that you get to know the love of God like you've never known it before. It's then that you get to experience what it means to be filled, the fullness of the living God in your life. That's the correlation. That's what Paul is getting at here. That's what Paul is so eager for them to know and to experience. And then he wraps it up in verse 20 with a doxology. One that we've heard so many times, preached from a pulpit so many times, but it makes all the more sense when you attach it to what Paul is actually saying. And it says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask, we can think, that we can even imagine in our minds. Get this. According to the power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church forever and ever. Did you see what it says there? Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think, according to His power within us. Nope, that's not what it says. What does it say? According to His power that is at work within us. This is conditional. This is what Paul is saying here. Do you want to see God do far more abundantly, immeasurably more than you can ever even imagine? Than more than you can even conjure up in your minds, the wildest dreams? Do you want to see the living God do these things in your own life? Do you want to see God do these things in the life of your family? Do you want to see God do these things that are supernatural in your family and in your household? Do you want to see God do these things in our region? Do you want to see God do these things immeasurably more than you could ever ask or think or imagine? In your workplace, in your children's school, in this country, in this nation? Do you want to see it? Well, it's according to the power of God that is at work within each and every one of you. At work. The power of God at work within each and every one of you. It's a contingent upon His power which is at work in your life. It depends on the degree to which the presence and the purpose and the power of God are operating in your life. It's not according to the power of God in you. It's according to the power of God that is at work within you. It's according to the power of God that is activated in your life and operating in your life. So I leave you with this question. Is the power of God being demonstrated in and through your life? Is the power of God being demonstrated in and through your life? Would you stand with me this morning? If you walk away with anything from this morning's message, I hope you walk away with a few things, because there was a few things in there, but leave here knowing that you were designed to be strengthened with the power of Spirit in your inner being. You have the capacity to do the work that God has called you to and invited you to, but you and I cannot do it unless His hand is the power that is making it work. The power that is strengthening you to do the work. I know what it feels like to be exhausted and just burnt out. And I'm sure many of you in this room knows the feeling of being burnt out. Church, can I encourage you with something? There are a lot of new beginnings about to take place. Not only in this church, but I believe in the church, in the universal church. I believe in your personal lives. There's a lot of new beginnings that are about to take place. And the word of God to you this morning is that in order to be able to do the work that He's called you to do in these new beginnings that lie ahead, very close ahead, in the very near future, you and I need to be strengthened with His power. The power of His Spirit in our inner being. And so that's what we're going to pray for as we close up this morning. If you would just bow your heads with me. In this moment, this holy moment, I believe that God, I know that God gave me this message. I know that this was a message for your ears this morning. I don't know where you are at. I don't know how depleted of spiritual energy you may be at in your walk, in your journey. But today is a fresh infilling. Today is a fresh infilling. When we gather together, be energized with the life of God. This is what He offers you today. So, Lord God, I thank You Lord, that first of all, that you call us into your kingdom. I thank you that we were able to come around the table, your table, and to know and to recognize that you have invited us into something that's so far beyond what we can even really imagine in our minds. But nonetheless, you have called us into your family and to be a part of the family business and to be a part of the family kingdom work. We are now ambassadors for your kingdom. And God, I thank you that you've called and given each and every one of us a specific assignment and role. And I thank you, God, that those assignments change from time to time. Because God, it's a reminder that we cannot do what you've called us to do and the assignments and the tasks that you've called us to do unless you strengthen us with the power of your Spirit in our inner being. So God, I ask that according to the riches of your glory, that you would grant each and every one of these people, your children, your family in this room, to be strengthened with power through your Spirit in their inner being, so that they would know the love of Christ surpasses knowledge, and so that they may know and be filled with all the fullness of who you are. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than I can ask, that you can ask and think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Church, leave here energized with the life of the Spirit. And I just want to make available myself and Pastor Phil, if there is anything that you would like specific prayer for, just to come up as we close the service. Just to come up on here and we would be willing to and love to pray specifically for the things in your life. But leave here and submit that to the Lord. God, what is it, your assignment that you've called me to? And leave here energized in the power of His Spirit in your inner being. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. See you later.